Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antyalila, Chapter 65, Scene 1, Lord Balaram visits Vrindavan. Lord Balaram became very anxious to see his father and mother, Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda. Therefore, Balaram started for Vrindavan on a chariot with great enthusiasm. The inhabitants of Vrindavan had been anxious to see Krishna and Balaram for a very long time. So when Lord Balaram returned to Vrindavan, all the cowherd boys and the gopis had grown up. But still, upon his arrival, they all embraced him, and Balaram embraced them in reciprocation. After this, Balaram came before Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda and offered his respectful obeisances unto them. In response, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj offered their blessings unto him. They addressed Balaram as Jagad Ishvara, or Lord of the Universe, who maintains everyone. The reason for this was that both Krishna and Balaram maintain all living entities, and yet Nanda and Yashoda were put into such difficulties on account of the absence of their two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Feeling like this, they embraced Balaram and, seating him on their laps, began their perpetual crying, wetting Balaram with their tears. Lord Balaram then offered respectful obeisances to the elderly cowherder men and accepted obeisances from the younger cowherder men. Thus, according to their different ages and relationships, Lord Balaram exchanged feelings of friendship with them. Balaram shook hands with those who were his equals in age and friendship, and with loud laughing embraced each one of them. After being received by the cowherder men and boys, the gopis, as well as King Nanda and Yashoda, Lord Balaram sat down, feeling satisfied, and they all surrounded him. First, Lord Balaram inquired from them about their welfare, and then, not having seen Balaram for such a long time, they began to ask him different questions. The inhabitants of Vrindavan had sacrificed everything for Krishna, simply being captivated by Krishna's lotus eyes. Because of their great desire to love Krishna, they never desired anything like elevation to the heavenly planets or merging into the effulgence of Brahman to become one with the Absolute Truth. They were not even interested in enjoying a life of opulence, but were satisfied in living a simple life in the village as cowherder men. They were always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and did not desire any personal benefits. And they were all so much in love with Krishna that in Krishna's absence their voices faltered when they began to inquire from Balaramaji. First, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mayi inquired,
"My dear Balaram, tell me, are our friends like Vasudev and others in the family doing well? Now you and Krishna are grown-up married men with children. In the happiness of family life, do you sometimes remember your poor father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi? It is very good news that the most sinful King Kamsa has been killed by you, and that our friends like Vasudev and the others, who had been harassed by Kamsa, have now been relieved. It is also very good news that both you and Krishna defeated Jarasandha and Kalayavana, who is now dead. And it is good news that you are now living in a fortified residence known as Dwaraka. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.